Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 619. Visible translated text is as follows. Of the fact that up here at the top was 4-2, this order was written in pencil. Of course it is written in pencil on this is an order from F.W. Woolworth & Company, Defs X-17. That is a 5 and 10 cent syndicate, as you know, probably the largest in the world, that has over 700 stores. And these stores would be so bulky for one office to handle that the 700 stores are divided into different groups or provinces. And in charge of each group, there is a certain office. For instance, there is one at Toronto, for the Canadian stores, one in Buffalo, one in Boston, one in New York, there is one at Wilkes-Barre, one at St. Louis, one at Chicago, one at San Francisco. Now, this order, by looking at it, I can tell, because I have had reason to look into and know the system of orders used by this syndicate, and I most assuredly have to know it. You notice Chicago, ill, 4:22 down here, and also store number 185, the Woolworth Company 347, Defs X-17. Here again is DeKalb, ill. In other words, DeKalb, ill, is in the jurisdiction of the Chicago office. These blanks are distributed among these various 5 and 10 cent stores, and the manager of one store, when he wants to order goods, he finds his stock is getting a little low. He makes out that order and sends his order into the Chicago office. At the Chicago office, the buyer looks over it and sees that the manager has carefully and economically ordered the goods. And then you will notice that little stamp punched through, you see, up there that says valid 423. In other words, of course, we couldn't have put them on there at our office, but the validation stamp with 423, the date of it, shows it took a day to travel from DeKalb, ill, to Chicago, ill. And that stamp shows the validation of the order on that date by the head office. And that order is then forwarded by the head office to us. Now, this order is usually made out by